Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Put on your red dress, baby. Don't we going out tonight?
Welcome back, 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me, having a great visit with our good friend Steve Forbes. One of my heroes. Steve is the chairman of Forbes. He's the editor-in-chief of Forbes magazine and Forbes.com, the outstanding website that is one of our online partners. We're very happy to have that affiliation. He's also the author of his new book is called How Capitalism Will Save Us, Why Free People and Free Markets Are the Best Answer to Today's Economy. And Steve, I could not agree with you more. And I appreciate the hard work that you do in keeping that message out there.
Well, thank you, and you too, Jim. We've got to keep working on that, and so that people get a better understanding of how free markets truly work, so we don't get the misunderstandings and lack of knowledge that enable politicians to do some of the crazy things they've done.
Absolutely. We've got to defend ourselves against the political class, and notice I didn't say Republican or Democrat. Steve, I want to talk. Get your thoughts on this small business bill that passed the Senate several days ago. I'm sure it's about either has or about to pass the House. I predicted President Obama will sign it no later than Monday. This bill is one of the centerpieces of this bill is a $30 billion, making $30 billion available to independent community banks so that they'll loan more money to small businesses. Well, Steve, I've been talking to independent community banks. I talk to independent community banks all the time, have been for years. I believe in independent community banks. They're the best thing that ever happened to a small business. I've been talking to small business owners. The two of them are telling me this. Small businesses are saying, I don't want a loan. Banks are saying, we've got money to lend. Small businesses aren't asking us for a loan. What is it about this $30 billion fund that's going to change that dynamic, Steve?
Well, what you see happening is there are some small businesses, as you know, that did have lines of credit cut back
right,
for working capital and the like. So there's been some stress out there, but this is another move in the name of helping small business, of government extending its tentacles in the financial system. That money goes to the banks with a very real, I was going to say strings attached, more like ropes attached and chains. And it's part of another power grab.
God help us if the government. God help us if the government gets more control over the independent community. God help small business owners, Steve, if independent community banks allow the government in with the with this little Trojan horse, which is what I think this bill is.
It is, and it also is going to be extremely damaging to the economy. We need independent flows of capital to small businesses. And if Washington gets its hands on it, it's going to be politicized, and it's going to hurt innovation and job creation in the years ahead.
And no question about it. And Steve, the other things, the other parts of this bill are some of the tax advantages, the so-called tax advantages. They're going to increase the ability to, or I guess maybe do away with depreciation. Steve, small business owners can already expense the first $250,000 of capital purchases. That covers more than enough for most small businesses. We don't need more depreciation. Another thing is the capital gains. They're talking about making that better for small business owners. Steve, small business owners have very little capital gains.
Well, and the whole thing gets to the point that instead of trying to micromanage these things and therefore be able to say to the small business people, you owe us because look all the goodies we gave you, is get rid of the capital gains tax for everything and everybody. let the markets work.
Right.
And on depreciation, do away with all depreciation schedules.
That's what
and
we
do. If you make a capital expenditure, then you write it off, and if you have a loss, you carry it forward. Make it very simple and instead of complicating the code.
Well, you know what he could have done, what Obama could have done, Steve, that would have done more and would have saved the $30 billion, he could have said, okay, guys, what, kind of what you said, I'm going to lower your taxes. Well, mainly what I'm going to do is we're going to keep the Bush tax cuts in place so you can now plan for next year. You won't have to wonder how things are going. I'm going to eliminate the 1099 thing. That was a bad idea. We didn't mean to do that. He could have done those things. That's what would really help small business owners because even if they didn't give us anything but just took away the uncertainty, we could make plans.
Sure, and while they're at it, since Washington loves to be giving things away, why not take 10 points off the corporate income tax,
Yeah.
from 35 to 20 or 25? That would be nice.
Absolutely. Steve, I got 30 seconds. Last thoughts from you.
Tough, turbulent times now, but we're setting the foundations for a real comeback in, after 2012.
Do you think there's going to be pent-up emotional dam breaking after November 2nd in the marketplace?
I think so. And markets look to the future. And, of course, the White House will take credit for the improving stock market, not realizing that the weaker the White House gets, the better the market's going to do.
Yeah. Steve Forbes, thanks for being here. Thanks for all the work that you do.
Thank you, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Steve Forbes, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. He'll be back another day. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.